The British government has prevented the release of the full account of former Prime Minister Tony Blair's exchanges with ex-US President George W. Bush before the Iraq War. This comes as part of an agreement between the UK's Chilcot Inquiry and Cabinet Secretary Jeremy Haywood. The deal had been long delayed by wrangling over what could be released. It has been announced that only gists of the confidential conversations and a selection of quotes from Blair only will be made public. Former US president's replies will not be included in the report. This is part of an inquiry which was set up 5 years ago to examine Britain's involvement in the 2001 US-led invasion of Iraq. Let's cross over to Portland now. Joining us via Skype is Leah Bulger with the Veterans for Peace. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, ma'am. Now, first of all, what do you make of this decision and this deal, so to speak, by the Chilcot Inquiry and the Cabinet Secretary of the UK, where only snippets of what Blair has written to the US President George W. Bush will be made public?
Well, I think it's very obvious the United States has put pressure on the UK not to release anything that would implicate the United States or George Bush in the commission of the Iraq War, which is, by all definitions, a war of aggression and illegal.
Right now, so this Chilcot Inquiry is supposed to examine Britain's involvement in the US-led invasion of Iraq. Now, wouldn't what happened before this invasion took place between Prime Minister Tony Blair and George W. Bush be tantamount in figuring it out?
Right. Well, the bottom line is that the UK, neither the UK nor the US, had any justification to attack the country of Iraq. And what every death that happened in Iraq and every refugee that was created, those are all war crimes. And it, really what's amazing to me is that the United Nations and the rest of the global community aren't doing more investigating into the Iraq war. So I'm glad that the people of the UK are pushing their government to release some information about what Tony Blair said, but that's not nearly enough. I mean, we in the United States, we're not privy to these secret conversations and documents, but even without the exposure of these documents, we know that the Iraq war was a war of aggression, and you know, you don't even need to see these memos to know that.
Indeed, these inquiries, so to speak, just are merely a confirmation of what the general public does know about the way this invasion was conducted. Even so, then, I would like to get your opinion on an inquiry like this one, the one in the UK. How deep does it run when it is allowed to be influenced by pressures from the US and from the UK government itself?
Well, I don't think it means very much. And by releasing gists and snippets and quotes, what we're really doing is it's just like a redacted document that the United States might release to the press. It doesn't mean anything because they're controlling what we're hearing. They're controlling the media. They're controlling our information. And we were lied to from the beginning, and they're secrecy and they're holding these things close and not releasing them is just a continuation of the lies, covering up their actions. So, you know, whatever is released, it's not going to mean very much. It's going to be a minor victory, but I really don't put much faith in it.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Leah Bulger, Veterans with the Veterans for Peace, joining us from Portland via Skype. Many thanks, ma'am, for your comments here on Press TV.